The views in this podcast are our opinions alone. We are two self-proclaimed idiots. Viewer discretion is advised.
I didn't think of one today.
Well, let me just start off this by saying welcome to the ROTFL podcast. I am your host, Joshua Dark. And with me, as always, is Fuck Knuckles.
Hey!
Hey!
How you doing?
Now that's Killer Puke right there, baby. Look it. But I just gotta say, I am fucking dying. And I just want to let our listener base
know out there.
Yeah, that too. But I just want to know our listener base. I just want to spread the word how dedicated we are to doing this. Because I am sitting in a fucking garage that is 104 degrees with no air because the living situation right now, due to the whole world situation, and we can't find a fucking new spot, I'm forced to record in some very tropical-like conditions. Right. I'm already sweating. We just started it.
With that being fucking said, donate to us at our fucking Patreon page.
Yeah. Help us get an air conditioner. Go to patreon.com/ROTFL. Go to our website, www.rotflpodcast.com. Become a member. Check out our blog. Send us any stories. We'll fucking do some shout outs. Whatever. We have a Facebook page. You know, just search us, man. We're on Spotify.
We're on everything. We're on everything there is to be on. We're on it.
Except drugs and alcohol. No. We changed our lives.
Yeah.
We're doing better.
We turned it around.
And that's cap, homie.
Turned it around like a cheap whore.
That's cap as fuck. Hey, by the way, what is this cap thing that I'm
hearing?
What's
wag or wab for all that matter too?
Wap?
Yeah, that's it.
Pussy?
Oh, is that what it is?
No, I don't know. Is it wap?
I think so.
Yeah, it's that wet ass pussy. Or wanna Pepsi from that meme I seen with the suicidal tendencies.
Wager puppy
against prophylactics. Look, I just have to say that's cap, homie, dog, bro, chacho.
That's fucking G'd up from the feet up.
This is word cap. I don't know. People are saying it, and I don't know what that means.
Google it.
I don't want to Google it. Yeah. I just want to act
you're
really
out of,
old.
You're out of the loop, bro. You're out of the loop.
I just want to be really old right now and go,
goddamn fucking kids coming up with all this fucking goddamn tomfoolery. What is this damn tomfoolery?
It's gobbledygook is what it is. But it might be something cool. I don't know. I can't tell. I think it's like if someone like shoots some facts at you or something. And then
they just
capped
you?
Yeah, it's like, oh, cap. I just got fucking capped. I got no comeback. I mean, that's my guess. But what the fuck do I know? It probably means I don't have no idea what it means. And that being said, that's the whole show we have for you guys this week.
So I want to give a shout out to fucking dude. We have a gang of people listening in Texas and Michigan, but Michigan, you know, is one of the most gangster states of all 50, dude. Because if you ever noticed, like, Michigan straight up punked fucking Wisconsin out of like a quarter of its fucking state. Have you ever seen that?
Like, no, I have not.
Yeah, look at the map, dude. Michigan fucking straight up fucking punked Wisconsin, dude. Out of all kind, like, there's a chunk of land that clearly belongs to fucking Wisconsin, dude. But Michigan's like, hey, give me that shit. But
yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah, I thought that joke would have been funnier. I don't know.
Well, no. Oh, that was a joke? Well, no disrespect to our Wisconsin listeners out there.
Not at all.
We love cheese just as much as the next person. Yeah, I have not looked at the map to care so much, but I like your geography initiative. I feel like you've done a geography joke before.
And didn't work?
It didn't land either.
Well, maybe I'll stop going with the geography.
Yeah. Look, I don't know. Look, everything's fucking bonkers right now, as you guys know. And we're really trying to steer clear of any of the fucking, any of the drama.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous.
So we're going to try to steer clear of it.
Speaking of how crazy the fucking world is, Okay, so if things couldn't get any fucking crazier, there's a new diet pill out there. And
well, just let me say before you tell us what this diet pill is.
Yeah.
I have been one that has tried many a diets in the past. I am currently on a new one, which is this intermittent fasting diet, which is like 18 hours fasting, 6 hours of food. And that's the new deal. I've done the keto, I've done the low carb, I've done everything else. And
you haven't tried this.
Well, look, every time I read something, it makes perfect sense. And there's science to back it up. And I'm like, oh, that's great. And so I go with it and it never works. So I'm doing the intermittent fasting thing. That seems like the most plausible thing out of all this when I compare them. But who the fuck knows? So if you guys are looking to lose weight, can you tell us what the new diet fad is, please?
All right. So if you're looking to lose weight, look this up yourselves. There's poop pills. All right. And I shit you not. I shit you not.
He isn't talking shit.
I'm not talking shit. They're actually fucking taking human poop. All right. Mm. And freeze.
I'm already sold. You don't freeze, have to tell me what it's for.
Freeze drying it, putting it in capsules, and selling it for weight loss. All right. Now, I guess, you know, that's modern science for you. Modern science. But you know, one thing I know for a fact, dude, is that hopefully it's not like taking, you ever take like cod liver oil or any of those fish omega-3s. Oh,
and you're burping up.
where you're burping up fish for the rest of the day.
Oh my God. You're going to be burping up shit.
Shit. Yeah. But,
oh my God. And look. Oh man, this is going into clinical trial, guys.
But okay. So I was talking to somebody about it and,
oh my God.
She was saying that it's not like a new thing. All right. So there's some places that will like, okay. So I guess like skinny people have certain things in their shit that like fat people don't. So,
it's called food waste.
Well, no,
people eat and skinny people don't. Well, what can I tell you?
Like some kind of microbes or fucking, you know, down the line.
I'm sure they do.
So I guess like before these poop pills, I guess they were doing like colonics, like so that they would get a fat person, right? And they would inject their ass with skinny people's shit.
They would shoot skinny people's shit
up a fat person's.
Whoa! I thought colonics were just like cleaning your butthole out, like shooting water up there.
Well, I don't know the fucking technical term for it. All I know is colonic means shooting stuff up your ass, so that's the word I used.
look. So they're shooting other people's shit up your ass. Look, and let me tell you, I would rather have someone else's shit shot up my ass than eat someone else's poop.
Right. Yeah. And that's another thing too. Hopefully, they're not chewables.
Look it. Yeah. Gummies. Flintstone vitamin shit pills. Gummies for kids.
Yeah.
Look it, man. Holy. Look it. How did they figure this out? Look, did someone, some fat guy, start eating a lot of shit and go, jackpot, I just got figured skinny. It out. Got skinny, was like, oh, this is the only thing. I've tried everything, and this is the only thing I can attribute to is all the
to my weight gain. Yeah. Oh, or to my weight loss.
You. Let me tell you, from one fat guy to all the rest of the fat people out there, I stay eating shit, and I ain't lost a fucking pound. Hey, okay, well, and I eat it straight from the source. I'm not even freeze drying that shit.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I think it's got to be skinny people shit. So if you know anybody out there,
well, see, that's what the problem is. I'm into fat chicks,
right?
That's the problem,
right? See, so you got to eat skinny people shit. So. I'm a skinny dude. So anybody out there want to try this out and eat my poop? Tell me what happens.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna help you out with that. No,
you wouldn't.
I'm pulling that out. I'm pulling that joke back. No, I don't want somebody to call.
That was an offer.
I don't want somebody to fucking call my bluff, bro. And then I end up.
Well, look. Once if somebody was like, "Look, dude, I'll give you $100 if you just poop in a bag for me and send it my way, FedEx."
Oh yeah, for sure I'll do that.
Yeah, I mean,
okay, so I take it back. Take 180 degree turn.
Look, you're just not.
I'll sell my poop.
Hey, You turned faster than fucking Biden did on these fucking riots, bro. As soon as he found out his polls were
going down. I thought we weren't going to fucking talk about politics.
Well, I know. I find it funny how fast these guys are just flipping their fucking script when they need to. It's just right. Disgusting. But anyways, it's almost as disgusting as how Biden flips his narrative out, or Kamala Harris will call Biden a racist, and a year later say he's cool as beans. That's better than eating poop, I would suppose. Well, no, poop is better, is what I mean.
So how about, you know, and the thing is, like, I don't know why the media isn't eating this dude alive. Like, he went to a church and spoke, you know, with a bunch of people, and some lady got up and she was like, look, like they picked her or whatever. So she got up to the microphone. She's like, look, Mr. Biden, she's like, they wanted me to read this off this piece of paper that they gave me, but I can't do that. Like, I have some real questions for you, you know? And like, I'm surprised the media is just, if anybody else would have done that, like, they're handing out what for people to say, like, when they ask them, because it's already fucking scripted. You know, that shit just...
I know. Where are the real reporters at who actually... Isn't the job of a journalist to get hired for the inquisitive nature and to create their own narrative and their own line of questioning, and not just feed the monster of their fucking job?
Right. They're supposed to keep these people at... Like, that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to call these fucking people on their shit.
Yeah, well, if you haven't clearly seen that for some odd reason... Biden never, ever, ever gets called on his shit on the mainstream media. And I'm not talking about Fox News either, because they're on the other direction of running their own narrative as well. But there's everyone else is just, I don't fucking know. They don't fucking ever call this dude on his shit. But as soon as he becomes president and he's like safe in there, they'll start tearing into him maybe a little bit.
They're gonna oust him, dude, is what's gonna happen. They're gonna be like, oh, you're unfit to be president, so Kamala Harris, Kamala, is gonna be our new one.
Fuck, man, god damn it, anyway. I didn't want to fucking talk about this shit, but it's disgusting.
All right, let's just move on.
Disgust me worse than eating shit pills.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it disgusts me, dude.
Rather eat a shit pill than fucking talk about this shit. So look,
I know it's scary because we're really at a scary time, and there could be some fucking a civil war happening here.
And
at least civil unrest to a fucking pretty gnarly nature.
There's going to be some real world fucking
consequences,
man.
Consequences.
For real. Anyways, let's move on from this shit.
Which shit? The real shit that you eat, or the political shit that we eat?
Well, both. I think we ran the poop pills, unless you got any more jokes on the poop pills. But hey, everybody out there listening, please look that up.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering, hey, and if you want to buy some poop pills, go ahead and hit us up at
ROT
Podcast. You can go to our website. We'll be selling them on site for $12.99. Buy one, get one free. We're having a Labor Day sale.
Hit us up on fucking Messenger. I'll get right back to you.
Right back to you. Look, I'm just wondering, what's it going to take fat people just to do some exercise?
There's no magic pill out there for you. Just get the poop? Fuck. Yeah.
This is what we've resorted to, yeah, guys.
That's not a magic pill. Look, put the fucking fork down and fucking get some exercise.
And you know what? Dogs do it, right? I've seen.
Elephants
do it. I've
seen actually, baby elephants have to do it. Baby elephants have to do it because, like,
they
baby
elephants digestive enzymes or something.
They got to eat their parents' fucking poop in order to get the fucking bugs that they need.
Look, and silverbacks. I seen a silverback straight into his hand and fucking start chomping on that some bitch. And I'm like, why would they ever do? Like, what evolutionary necessity? What did evolution necessitate this for? Where they had to eat poop, you know? Yeah. It wasn't because they were hungry. They just, it was like, even after a meal, they would just slam down a little bit of poop. It's rare. It's like, you know, maybe once a month, or maybe they just, maybe it's something we're supposed to do every once in a while to fucking clean something out or get something. I don't know. I've stuck my my tongue so far up a fucking chick's ass that I've tasted poop. And let me tell you, it's, there's better tasting things out there, but, moving on. So the FBI is looking for this guy who is, and what is going on in our airspaces, bro? I mean, seriously.
Oh, I know there's a guy in a jetpack. Just flying around
next to a 747. Like people.
Well, he was like 30,000 feet up the air too, dude. He wasn't like, bro.
Miles an hour, bro, with the fucking 747.
Yeah. He wasn't like fucking cruising around like 3,000 feet, dude. This motherfucker was like 30,000 feet up in the air fucking flying.
Dude, and it is so badass. I've seen the videos of this dude, and it is so fucking sick. This thing he's got. He's just a one-man plane, bro. Just jamming. He's got wings on his back and a jetpack, and he's going 700 miles an hour with the 747. Could you imagine being on that plane and fucking ordering a Jack and Coke and looking out and being like, oh, fuck me, dude.
Well, you know, I mean, like, there's some fucking... Like you could do some fucking gnarly shit with one of those, dude. Like, imagine if the dude had a fucking...
Oh, my God. The first thing my mind went to is the crimes we could have committed.
Right. If we had a jetpack.
We could have robbed a fucking high-end jewelry store in Malibu and just jammed away. Pew!
Gone.
Later. Dude, there's so many things, dude.
So many fucking real-world applications we could do with this thing.
Dude. But I bet it costs so much just to even run that thing, bro.
You're pretty smart. I bet you can fucking build one.
Nah, I'll let you try it out if I do build one.
Who else is going to fucking do it?
You've got more experience flying than I do.
Yeah, I got 17 hours, bro.
Yeah. We'll slap something to your back and light you up.
17 hours behind a Cessna.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going on in our airways, but shout out to the fucking dude who is flying around really high up there, 30,000 feet up in the air, dude.
Yeah, that's and I also high. There's also reports of one in British somewhere in Britain
in the language.
Yeah,
look it, which is English, by the way. Okay, anyways, if you guys see that guy, or if you ever are listening to our podcast flying around out there, go ahead and give us a fucking shout out, bro. We'd like to hear from you.
And
we'd like to have you on our show.
Hey, be careful, man, because they're fucking on you, man. They even narrowed down like where they think you're fucking living. So be careful.
Yeah.
Hey, just fucking wear that jetpack, dude, everywhere you go, bro. So if they do catch up to you, just be gone.
Gone later. Yeah
they ain't gonna be able to catch you. That's for damn sure.
Not in a helicopter, they ain't.
No.
They'd have to pull out an F-16, dude, to catch that motherfucker.
Yeah, they ain't catching that dude.
Nah, I don't see how. Okay, so a Nebraska man, he goes viral, right, with an impassioned plea for city council to rename boneless chicken wings.
Yeah, this dude had some passion in his fucking speech. Dude,
he says, we have been living a lie for far too long. In Lincoln, Nebraska, a man has become an icon on social media for going to the city council and saying the term boneless chicken wings is just not, you know, that's not,
it's not real.
It's not
true.
It's not
a lie.
It's not a good moniker. Cause first, most of that chicken isn't made up of wings, and they're definitely not boneless. Could you imagine a boneless chicken just jamming around? It'd be like a little chicken blob.
Chicken blob.
I mean, that's what it basically is. So if you guys have any good idea for some boneless chicken wings names, I would like to know. Send us some information. Let us know what you think would be a good name for some chicken wings.
Yeah. So a Minnesota man just secured the Guinness World Book of Records for the tallest mohawk.
How long?
44.68 inches. Yeah. That's
almost
that's
as big as my dick.
Huge, dude. That's a big ass mohawk. But you know, like that Guinness World Book of Records, that one is kind of cool, you know, but fucking the other like 1.5 million Guinness World Book of Records, like they have so many fucking just stupid ass things on there.
You know, but I've looked at it. I've went through the Guinness Book of World Records, right? And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna look for something easy and try to beat it. Dude, and everyone I read, I'm like, nope. I'm like, fuck these. Fuck all these things, bro.
They had one where some dude put a ping pong ball on a fucking air compressor, you know, and balanced the fucking ping pong ball on air. And I don't know. He did it for like fucking, I don't know. So how many hours fucking straight, dude, but
he was holding it or he just set it there?
No, he was holding the air fucking thing and the ping pong ball is balancing on the air.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I don't know. I just want to come up with something. I wonder what's the longest time someone sat on a toilet. Because I'm pretty sure I could beat that.
You could beat that one?
Well, just, I mean, how much is it? A fucking week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks?
Fucking get up and your legs will be dead. I nutted out on the toilet one time, dude, and I fucking got up and fucking fell over because my fucking legs were just fucking dead, dude.
Hell yeah, dog. So I want to do some. Do you have some more stories? I want to.
I got the hero of the fucking week.
All right, we will do the hero of the week. I wanted to do the zero of the week real quick. Well, at first I want to do a real quick word association. So mind me to do the zero of the week. So you guys ever heard like of these word associations? I just want to try them out and see if anything would go. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say a word, and then you first word that comes to mind.
I say.
Yeah, you got to say it.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right, let's give this a go. Cat.
Dog.
All right. Tomato.
Tomato.
sky.
Blue.
Biden.
Dick.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Lesbian.
Tom.
Pedophile.
Tom Hanks.
Well, lesbian pedophile.
Wait, Tom Hanks is a lesbian?
No, he's a pedophile.
Okay. Oh God. Well, that's, you know what? I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
You should have fucking, you should have.
Dude,
if you would have warned me about it, I could have came up with some funnier fucking things.
Well, this is what I wanted. Okay. We didn't plan this. And obviously this failed, and which is what you're going to get a lot of time. But I was hoping as soon as I started naming off Biden, he was just going to go pedophile. And then Ellen DeGeneres, he was just going to say pedophile. And then I was just going to keep naming off names. He was just going to say pedophile, but it didn't. He said the first thing that came to mind. And this is what happens when we go unscripted.
Right.
But this is what you're going to get. On my show is fucking brutal honesty.
And sometimes you get gold and sometimes you get, a flop.
Yeah, I mean, we could actually sit down there and script this out. And it might be funny, but it wouldn't be genuine and sincere is the shit. But it would probably be funnier. which is probably why you come to the show in the first place. You're not here for sincerity or genuine. You're here to fucking get a laugh, right? Oh my God. That was horrible. Okay, so what do we got?
All right, so
zero of the week.
Yeah, zero.
Let me just hit the zero real quick. This Antifa Antifa guy. He fucking tried to throw get a Molotov cocktail going and fucking set himself ablaze, bro. On fucking fire, bro.
Is that the one where his legs were on fire?
Yeah, bro.
He took off running. Like, come on. How old are you, man? They teach you to stop, drop, and roll when you're like fucking 6 years old, dude. Like,
I know.
He just takes off running, starts running. Like, come on.
Putting air on the fire, which is how you increase the flames. Oh.
And then when he falls, this is the funniest shit, because he falls, right? And his little Antifa faggot fucking friends are trying to put him out. And like one of his friends grabs a trash can lid and is trying to like, he's just hitting his fucking legs with a fucking trash can lid, trying to fucking put his legs out.
Just beating his ass.
Yeah. Hey, or how are you going to put out legs? I don't know. Come on.
My favorite pastime in the last 3 months has just been watching Antifa dudes get thrashed
fucking
from their
beat
own.
The fuck up.
Yeah, from their own doing. Like standing in front of a vehicle. And punching
getting ran the fuck over.
Ran the fuck over.
I know. And look, okay, so if you're stupid enough to fucking stand in the middle of the street and fucking bang on somebody's car and act fucking threatening and not expect them to fucking floor it and run your fucking ass over, you deserve it. straight up. You deserve
it. Yeah, that it gets Darwin's seal of approval for sure. Yeah.
Oh, how about the one where they fucking they're blocking a gas station? I mean, people got to get gas, motherfuckers. Block something. You know what I mean?
They're blocking the gas station. Jacob Blake, a guy who got shot 7 times in the back by police, who said, "I am going to get a gun out of my car." They would not. He would not stop. They shot him 7 times, and come to find out, this guy has warrants for
fucking rape,
a 3rd-degree sexual assault on a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah,
and they're throwing a fit because of it. They, you guys are out there protecting a pedophile.
Yeah, and not just that, but these motherfuckers, like, dude, there's such an uproar over this fucking piece of shit. And like, they're stopping fucking all these fucking basketball players are like, "Oh, we're not going to play a game because Jacob Blake got fucking shot." Fuck that dude. Fuck dude, that
they're putting Jacob Blake on their helmets, bro. So
yeah,
the chick that got sexually assaulted, the 14-year-old girl, it gets to see this all over TV, this dude's name who fucking raped her.
Yeah.
So fuck all you guys.
Worshiped like a fucking, like he's some kind of fucking hero.
You guys are raising the wrong people up as heroes, dude.
Yeah, this dude's a fucking piece of shit that fucking would, yeah, I mean, had a fucking knife, fucking was gonna fucking grab a gun out of his fucking car and got shot because he's a fucking idiot. You guys are, he's an idiot rapist is what.
And they found weapons in his car. No, this is no loss, dude. Do you know what I mean?
They should have shot him in his fucking head.
Every single video I see where they're throwing an uproar, these people are resisting arrest.
Yeah.
Straight up. The moment, look it, me and Killa Puke, my co-host, have been arrested more times, so we can speak on this. We're not just some fucking average fucking Joes running our mouth about what a crime. We were criminals.
Yeah. And not just that, I've had my ass beat by fucking cops before too. Like, dude, and every time so I did have my ass beat from fucking cops, every fucking time I had my ass beat from cops is because I fucking either wasn't fucking doing what they were saying, or I fucking was
running,
talking shit, running my motherfucking mouth, which I can fucking do from time to time. And like one time this motherfucker, it's a long fucking story, but not just him beat me up. He beat me up, drug me in the street. Then he got his buddies to fucking beat me up. And so him and his fucking buddies fucking jumped on me. And long story, make a long story even longer. I never fucking won. I got charged for assault on a cop when they actually beat my fucking ass.
And let me just say that every time we decided to resist arrest or run from the cops, we knew
exactly
that we were risking our life. We knew that we could get shot. Because we know what that entails. We know we are running the risk of freaking these cops out to the point where they're going to shoot at first and ask questions later. It's not a puzzle to think that, oh, cops will shoot first and then figure it out later.
No.
You know, we already know that cops can get away with a lot more shit than we can. Yeah. We already know that. It's not a puzzle. No one's ever thrown us a ticker tape fucking parade for getting beat up by the cops.
When you're living this kind of fucking lifestyle, you know that it's cops and fucking robbers, man. If you want to live on this fucking side of the fucking fence, if you want to live or that, not this side, because we're not living on that side anymore.
No,
but you want to live on that side of the fucking fence, you know goddamn well that fucking, you know, it's
the risk you're running.
It's what can happen. You know what I mean? So look at, don't go get your fucking ass beat and then all of a sudden play a fucking victim. You know what I mean?
You know what? And here's the fucking thing. Here's where it all boils down to. Is these people who had this happen to them, if no one would have came out and fucking had this big old outcry about it, media outlets and all this other bullshit. And by the way, everyone, out of 66 million African Americans in the United States, 14 unarmed were killed in 2019. And 19 unarmed white guys were killed. Okay.
Yeah.
If you do the math on the percentage of 14 out of 66 million and feel like this is a reason we should destroy millions and billions of dollars worth of fucking cities and black owned businesses and all. I mean, come on, guys. You've destroyed so many fucking lives. Do you know how many people have died because of these riots as a direct result of these riots. Like
little kids.
The crime rate skyrocketing 300% in New York and in Chicago.
Look at Chicago. Chicago's fucked.
Dude, a couple weeks ago, what was it? Like 70 people were murdered?
Yeah.
Dude.
Within a month. Yeah.
All over someone who was in the criminal lifestyle, who's already made the agreement to be on that side of the fence, to be in that world. Once you're in that world, you have already signed, like fucking Killapuke said, you've already signed away any right at your life.
Right.
You know, at any time you could die. We knew at any time we were either going to die from fucking doing the crime by the people we were robbing, A, die by drug overdose, B, or die by getting killed by the cops. And in any order you want to put those in.
Yeah.
These were things you just accepted.
It's just the way it is. When you're living that lifestyle, that's the fucking way it is. So,
and if you haven't accepted that, then you ain't a motherfucking real gangster, bro.
Yeah, then fucking find a different lifestyle.
Yeah, because if you're not willing to fucking to risk all that, your life and limb and everything you love to be in that lifestyle, then you're in the wrong business. Yeah. Because that is it's a life or death game to be in that business.
Yep.
And let me tell you, it ain't much of a business at all.
It's not. It's not very lucrative at all.
Nah, we were never, and let me tell you, 90% of the fucking criminals I know, if not higher percentage of that, we're all just terrible criminals. I've only known a handful that actually made
any kind of money.
A shit ton of money. They didn't just blow through their own product and fucking, you know, like they actually can support their families selling drugs. But it always ends up hurting them in the end.
Well, that's the thing too. Like the thing about those guys, like I know a couple of them too, but and like that don't get busted and shit. And I always have my suspicions that they're fucking rats. So they're not really on that side of the fucking fence. You know what I mean?
And not only that, they're not happy either. You ask them.
They're miserable.
Are you happy? Are you satisfied? No, because you're always looking over your back. Because if you are in that lifestyle and
you can get robbed, you're a target.
You're always a target, A, if you are working with the cops because you haven't been busted for 20 years miraculously, but you're still selling dope for some reason.
Right, in the same town.
then you can get killed by just, you know, other criminals for fucking realizing that, you know? And you can get killed by the cops if you have money, bro. The cops will whack your ass,
bro. Just to rob you, yeah.
And take your money, bro. Yeah. You don't think that they won't. And look, I'm all down for police reform, dude. But getting rid of police?
No.
The perfect example is Portland, Oregon, fucking Minneapolis.
Chaz.
Chaz. Look at this. That's what happens when you get rid of the police. The murder thing is, skyrockets. You think the death penalty is bad? Get rid of the police, and then everyone's going to die of the death penalty. If you steal a fucking pack of cigarettes from me, I'm killing you.
Oh, that's another thing. Like, you want to know why? Okay, so, fuck. I can't remember what fucking country it is, but fucking there's hardly any fucking crime and there's not too many cops. But you know why? Like in their marketplace, all right, in their fucking marketplace, their huge fucking marketplace where everybody fucking goes, if you get caught fucking stealing and somebody sees you, all a dude has to do is scream fucking thief and everybody hunts you fucking down. They fucking put tires on you, they put tires, like big truck tires, on your fucking good body, God. And then they light you on fucking fire and watch you good fucking God. Burn. That's what they fucking do. I'll send
and
you.
People think they have it bad in America when they resist arrest and refuse to follow orders, and then they get shot.
Right, but see, that's the thing. That's the thing that you have to do, like in a fucking without any cops around. That's the sort of things that the fucking people have to do in order to fucking.
But that's not how crime. It's going to be. Bro, in today's society, if they got rid of cops, what's going to happen? Look, just take. Let's just run a fucking little theoretical one of those hypotenuses.
Hypotheses.
Hypotheses. Fucking hypotenuse. Hey, look. Look. All of a sudden, there's no cops. What do you and I do? So listeners, get ready to be blown away. And before you do anything, go ahead and like and subscribe and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. This shit's about to get real. Look, what happens
if there are no cops and no consequences for this?
What are you and I going to do?
We're going to fucking come up. Dude, we're going to come up like, oh, we'll start fucking. Yeah, if there's no fucking consequences, fucking start robbing banks, fucking You know what I mean?
Well, all that shit's going to get shut down. That shit will all get shut down.
Oh, yeah, there won't be banks. Yeah,
I think me and you would be late to the game on any of that shit by the time we got around to it, quite honestly. Yeah. But what's going to happen? You and I are going to be strapped like God. We're going to go out in the hills with our family, and we're going to go start coming up. We're going to keep our family safe in a little area, and me and you are just going to be out there
fucking running,
taking advantage of people, bro.
Yeah, we're
going to be taking everybody. Your shit.
Yeah,
you, because until some sort of order comes about, a group has to come together and be like, okay, enough is enough. Let's get together with some patriots, some American citizens, somebody, and arm themselves and be like, okay. But until then,
everybody's going to be a fucking, everybody in our eyes is going to just straight up be a victim. Like, to be honest,
that's
it.
That's all you are when we're in that scene. When we're in that side of lifestyle, I look at you and go, okay, what does that guy have? Can I get it? Would it be easy for me to get it? What am I risking to get it? This is what's going to happen. You think that it's not.
You think it's going to be all fucking hunky-dory and fucking. No, it's not.
Dude, all you have to do is look at these cities burning and go, oh, this is what happens when we defund the police. It's very simple. The police haven't been doing shit until recently up there because they weren't allowed to do anything.
Yeah.
And the whole fucking place is fucking burning. And that's what you want. Yeah, it's exactly what you want, because the people who are actually funding these people, the people who came out and did this big old outcry on the media and all these people funding BLM and Antifa and all that shit, it's not the fucking people who are out there, you know,
actually doing it.
Yeah, it's not the community. These are rich white people, dude.
Yeah.
Rich white people are behind the lines funding all this shit.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Well, so much for not talking about fucking politics and shit.
Well, fuck.
What's going on?
No, honestly, this is, well, it's politics, but we're there. We could be very well down to our, you know, last fucking 10 episodes, dude, 12 episodes, because it could be kicking off here, dude, to a point where we won't even be able to record no more.
We'll still record.
Yeah, what? Record from our bunker?
Yeah, I'm telling you, we're going to make one, dude.
As soon as we get a pad, we got to go quick, because fucking November 4th is happening real fast. So who's our hero of the week, bro?
Oh, hero of the week. Well,
we don't talk about politics at all, by the way.
That was criminal related. So since we're on the subject of fucking, you know, cops and stuff, I got one thing I got to say about this one cop.
Up in L.A.?
In L.A. I want to say Rodriguez or something like that. I don't fucking know his name. But so this cop turns off his body cam, right? But what he didn't know is that when you turn off your body cam, it automatically starts recording for the next 2 minutes.
Right.
So this cop fucking, they went to a call for, it was a dead person's, like fucking somebody died.
A dead lady.
Yeah, it was a dead lady. So they went to this call, they show up. So the fucking cop fucking shows up, and then his partner fucking goes out to the fucking, back out to the squad car. And so he turns off his body cam, and the body cam catches him fucking straight up, like just fondling her fucking tits and, you know, like fucking just groping her, like groping the shit out of her. Man.
But she was hot, dude. I got to say.
She was hot.
In his defense, she was fucking a 10, bro. At least a nine. And what?
There's no defending that, fool.
Look, because she's passed. She might drop, what, 2 points?
Couple of points, for sure.
Well, she's still a 6, then.
Well, she's not warm anymore, but...
Oh, my God, dude. Bro, all I got to say is she was hot as fuck. I don't know what she looked like dead, but...
when she was alive, she was smoking.
Probably not so hot dead. Dude, and what the fuck is going on, bro, to where you're... Oh, you're a fucking idiot. All I got to say is, dude, you're fucking a disgusting.
And how do you not know that your fucking body cam still records for fucking 2 minutes?
Well, I'm glad.
But the thing is, I wonder, like, after it shuts off for that 2 minutes, I wonder what the body cam didn't fucking catch. I mean, I wonder if he kept on going. Like,
no, because supposedly the other guy came back in. He just ran out to his car real quick. So okay. He just caught a quick little nipple rub, and then fucking dude ran back in so he could use that as ammo for his fucking his WAP session later or whatever it's called. You know, his
fucking weird
whack off session later. That's fucking gnarly, dude.
Yeah, definitely that fucking weird, dude.
Weird. Yeah.
Well, you
weird,
know, you think he would have. Well, if he had those kind of like kinks, dude, you think he would have gotten to another line of business, like fucking in the mortuary or something?
Yeah,
you know?
See, that's where he messed up.
Yeah, he should have. Why would you become a cop if you're fucking into dead people? Become a fucking mortician.
Yeah, you're hard pressed to get in the action that way with the whole crime scene investigation unit right there.
Right. Like you're not gonna get in the action fucking with other people standing around.
Hold on, I think the murder weapon's up her vagina. Let me check with my penis.
Nope, we're all clear.
Yeah, disgusting and fucking gross. And it, real quick, before we get to Hero of the Week and finish this fucking thing.
Who was
off,
the zero, dude?
Well, the zero was that Antifa dude who said.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
But
that's
you know what? That guy should have been the zero, but I just hate Antifa so much. So even the dead body cop fondler. Dude is better than that Antifa.
Better than the Antifa guy, for sure. Yeah.
I'll take that dude and have him meet my sister any day over that fucking Antifa dude that fucking lit himself on. I don't know about all that, but you know what I'm talking.
So Justin.
Whoa, wait. Just hold the fuck on, man.
You said.
I did?
You did say. Okay, well, go on.
Wait, I was gonna say something. Oh, real quick, while we're on the topic of fucking gross and disgusting sexual perversion acts that should be fucking penalized with the death penalty. Go ahead and look up Anthony Weiner, or what is his name? Scott Weiner. His last name's Weiner.
Weiner.
So California. Let me say that if your last name's Weiner, you're already suspect.
Yeah, bro. You're already on the fucking.
You're already fucking got a little fucking flag above you that says warning. Okay.
But you're on the radar for sure.
This dude's up in the Senate, passed Senate bill SB 145, and he is fighting tooth and nail to get rights for
pedophiles.
And so look, all I want you guys to do out there, and we're not going to go into depth on this because we're so sick of talking about fucking God, this fucking, you know what, with the fuck, pedophiles. We're sick of talking about
sick. It's fucking disgusting.
But look up Senate Bill 145, and this is not the only bill he's passed. He's on a mission from, I don't know. He's on a mission from somewhere, from the fucking elite pedophile ring or something, to pass laws all of a sudden to make normalized pedophilia. And as you can see, it's being normalized everywhere. And why is it being normalized to the point where we're gonna fucking try to pass laws and legalize it? Well, maybe because we're getting a little too close to the truth here, and if it does come out, then it won't be so bad because it will all be legal anyways,
right? Yeah, so they're paying on, like, it's a fucking, these people are fucking filthy rich, all these people in the high up fucking ring. So that bill got passed, what, like 6-2 or something ridiculous like that, dude?
Dude, and why don't we have any say in this? What people came out and were like, yeah, I'm for this bill. Like, I don't understand.
What it is because, you know, these other fucks vote on it and then it passes. But instead of like having some, you know, I mean, instead of having some people in there that, you know, are fucking
everything
can't be bribed,
because,
these
well,
motherfuckers
shut
are just
down
bribed,
because of
dude.
COVID too. Look, everything's shut down because of COVID too. And they're trying to sneak these bills past when everyone's like quarantined, bro. And they can't like get in there and really fucking diagnose these things. I don't know. It's kind of a little slip in that no one ever fucking heard of. And then I started seeing it pop up. So you guys, all I want our listeners to do is go check out Senate Bill 145. Just search SB 145 and you'll see this piece of shit who is trying to normalize fucking pedophilia. And if you got fucking kids, man, it's something that we need to fucking get this fucking dude out of office, sign some petitions, do something. All right, let's end it off with Hero of the Week.
Justin Stutler.
Stutler.
Okay, this fucking dude just got bit by a shark like last week, right?
Ooh.
But so this guy compared his fucking shark bite to the alligator bite that he had just not too long a year before that.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so this dude fucking just got bit by a shark a couple years before that. He got bit by an alligator because it was something to do with like the babysitter was at the house and like he seen the alligator fucking, you know what I mean, coming at this babysitter. So he fucking like, I don't know, got in between them, I guess. Something like that.
What the fuck? Was he babysitting now where there's an alligator just mobbing around?
Dude, there's fucking alligators all over the place, man. Yeah, not in California, but Texas, Louisiana, fucking Florida, dude. They're all over the fucking place. Here.
So this guy got bit by an alligator. 2 years later, he got bit by a shark. Okay.
Yeah.
And this is our hero? That was it?
I shouldn't have been the hero, but it was a good story. Because, dude, this gangster-ass fucking life, dude. It fucking going around the world getting fucking bit by shit.
Bro.
Living. Dude, is this motherfucker.
Or is this the stupidest asshole of the week?
Bro, this motherfucker is living. This dude is living life.
Bro, if you equate living life with getting bit by fucking predators, bro, you're bonkers. And I feel like we always end up talking about, this is the fourth time we've talked about getting eaten by animals. And we've never been positive about it. So what switched in you, Mr. Biden, to where you're fucking now?
Don't insult me like that.
Why are you switching your viewpoint over now? All of a sudden, this is a good thing, bro.
This dude's going out living life, bro. Like, he gets bit by shit from time to time, but he's still out there fucking, you know? He doesn't let it get him down. He's like, I got bit by an alligator. I'm not going outdoors no more. He gets bit by a shark. Oh, yeah, I'm not going to go out in the ocean no more.
He's not out there throwing a peaceful protest saying defund the sharks.
He's living on that side of the fence, bro. So he knows what can happen. And he ain't a fucking bitch, dude. He ain't fucking whining that he got bit by the shit. He's like, hey, it fucking shit happens, man. When you're out there living your life, when you're
living your life in the ocean, chumming and fucking babysitting on the bayou. Yeah, it probably does. If you go kick it in a fucking snake pit, you're probably going to get bit. Well, yeah. I got to say, he's more, in my eyes, luckiest guy of the week rather than hero of the week. Because why this guy isn't dead already? For playing with fire is beyond me.
I don't know. All right. It may not be a better hero. This guy's pretty fucking cool, though.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, so in London, this dude went to, like, the busiest shopping fucking center to protest, you know? You know what he was protesting? He was protesting wearing masks.
Yeah.
So in the busiest shopping center, like, in fucking London, this dude fucking put a mask on his dick. And just fucking just strutted, dude. Strutted all over the place, bro.
Streaking? Like, butt naked?
No, he had a mask on. But he had
a dick.
Yeah, he had a mask on his dick. You know, to cover up.
It does just say on the signs, please have a mask on. It doesn't say
where.
Oh.
So he was wearing a mask for sure.
Well, this is a loophole that I like. But yeah, I would consider that guy more of a hero of the week. Yeah. All right, guys, that's all we fucking have. We are so sorry. We are just so sorry about that fucking whole thing, man. You know what it was. Send us your hate mail at rotflpodcast@gmail.com. Go ahead and like us, subscribe, and you can't blame me so much for this episode. Dude, it is 110 degrees, and I'm still out here pouring sweat to get you guys this fucking content this week. So, and we're going to be here every week, so you can count on that.
All right. All right? You guys have a good one.
Fucking suck it easy, losers.